بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت 40، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة،
نويت الرياضة،
نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. المدد يا سيدي. So we will continue where we stopped in the previous session, that wali who is under that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he opened for him all these realities that we have explained already, with all this angelic power, and with them the heavenly structures that made up of heavenly plans, heavenly mabani. Heavenly structures, not like earthly structure. You see forms and you see ceilings and walls and so on. There are heavenly structures that cannot be understood by explanation, as you cannot understand this universe in its totality. Till today, they didn't. They say every day they are discovering something which is like an ant to an elephant, and even more less than that. And they are unable to even to go to the space without these shuttles. They go there and that's where they reach. 100 miles up? More than that? 100 kilometers, huh? 100 kilometers, might be 70 or 80 miles up. And they say, oh, we are in that highest place where we are rotating around the earth, beyond that they cannot go, because it's restricted. They send, as they say, let's go with what they say, they send shuttles, special markaba, spaceship or design spaceship, and they said it went to Mars and to the moon. Let's say yes, but what they came up with? Nothing. They came up with little information. What you think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, seven heavens, He created seven heavens and earth. What these heavens has, what there is there. And these heavens are beyond the universe. It's not in that universe. Because in that universe Allah described it, Sama al-Dunya. The
lowest.
It's not the lowest or the lowest heaven. Sama is the sky. The sky of this universe, the sky of this earth. So this whole universe has a sky that wraps it together. Beyond that, where is that? What is beyond? Are these seven heavens that Allah structured them with heavenly structure? What kind of structure? No one, because that's hidden. So don't expect these structures are going to be planets in this universe, like we have galaxies. Galaxies. How many galaxies they found out that the theory says 6 billion galaxies. And every galaxy 80 billion stars. And even they didn't understand anything from any star except little bit from Mars. Where the other? Look at night when it is very night. Look all these stars in their constellations, how they have symmetrically to each other has been put. They are moving in their orbits. وَكُلُّهُمْ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ. Everyone is in its orbit, is swimming. What is that swimming? It's dancing, singing in that beautiful, singing the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when that wali is approaching and they are giving him, as we described in the previous session, and he will begin to be able to penetrate into these heavenly structures, he will be stunned, finished. He doesn't know what to say. There is no words to explain what he is seeing. Only the heart can understand what that wali is tasting and seeing. Because the heart, for the body, the tongue tastes. For the spirit, the heart tastes. So the heart will be tasting. Because when you have a problem or someone die, what you do? You cry. The tongue doesn't taste the cry, the heart tastes the cry. Right? When you are in a happiness, the tongue doesn't taste the happiness. The heart tastes the happiness. You feel happy. So there are different senses for the body and different senses for the spirit. What the spirit sense is through the heart. What the body sense is through these senses, or through the face, that the tongue, the eyes, the ears, the hands, whatever you sense. But the heart has different kind of senses that no one can say. Look the kidney in a human being. The kidney in a human being has millions and millions of pores. These pores are able to differentiate between different kind of minerals. That what is good for the body, it leaves it. What is bad, it throws it. How that happens? The machine, they put him on a dialysis machine. That machine doesn't figure out and doesn't have these millions of pores, doesn't figure out what is benefit and what is not benefit, what it takes. It takes everything out, throw them out. So they have to give the patients back potassium, magnesium, salt, everything they have to give him in different proportions. The kidney does that without any machine. Who made that? Who gave that power to the kidney? Who gave that mentality or that scientific? The kidney is like a doctor by itself. Who gave that kidney that power? And that is in the body. If the kidney has millions of pores that can differentiate in your body what is good and what is bad and what's bad, throw it out. What do you think the heart? That's why Prophet ﷺ said there is a flesh or a clot which is a flesh in the body. If that flesh is good, the whole body will become good. It is the heart. So the heart tastes these different taste and cannot express it. It's impossible. There is no words. There is no words on the tongue. There is words in the heart. And that's why awliya, when they speak with each other, they don't speak with what you are hearing. They have special language between them that cannot be decoded. It's only the language of the heart that they are able to speak with, and one wali to another wali through rabita or through telepathic communication can reach and talk. And that's why normal scholars who are not reaching the level of wali, they don't understand, because they don't have that language of the heart. Their language is the normal language. So that language of the heart is related to heavens. That's how they can taste and they can understand what they want, what Allah wants them to understand and taste. So this movement of these constellations by the angelic powers, it reached the heart of that wali through this language that cannot be described. So the wali comes, becomes stunned, because now it's something different open to him. And as he is progressing, more will be open and more will be open. So he will be, his presence in this, his presence in this, in that heavenly structures that has a certain taste that he will taste through his heart, he will not be anymore able to take himself out. So he will be yearning and mourning for it always. To have more, asking for more. At that time, his spirituality will be molded with al-ishq al-ilahi,
in
godly infatuation. So when he will be molded with this godly infatuation, that wali who is standing at the threshold will be thunderstruck, awestruck from this manifestation of the realities that opens to him. And it immediately will struck him and throw him into coma. The coma of heavenly coma, it's not like earthly coma. Means he will not be any more interested in this dunya. You speak with him about this dunya, it doesn't care. You give him $100,000, next day he spend it somewhere else. You give him $10,000, disappear. You give him clothes, it's gone. There is no more love to dunya. Everything is for akhirah. He become into complete coma that only his heart is working. As the normal people who are in coma, their heart is still pumping, beating, and the mind is gone. As we said before, some of them, they are lucky, they come back. Some of them, they continue their journey to akhirah. And that's why, if you don't have a perfect guide, if you don't have a perfect guide, that he will keep guiding you, you might be falling into that coma that will keep you going out of dunya. And that's why many awliya Allah, they live their lives for akhirah, and they don't care, and that's become, they become ascetic in their lives. So they don't anymore care for this dunya, they live, and that's what we call them az-zuhad. Ascetic. Those who are under perfect guidance from perfect chase, and they are few, they are lucky, they come back from coma. When they come out back, when they come out from back from coma, then that coma will disappear and they become, as Grand Sheikh is, Khalwati Jalwati. Our Maulana Sheikh Nazim, Khalwati Jalwati, may Allah give him long life. They become with people and with Allah in the same time, in His presence. With Him. But in His presence, and they are in the same time with people. That at that time, if you give him $100,000, it doesn't disappear. You give it in the right place. If he give him any kind of mata' al-dunya, which Allah described mata' al-dunya qaleel, the enjoyment of life, anything you give him from this life, mata' al-dunya qaleel, is for him worthless, but he has it, but it doesn't take his heart. It doesn't overwhelm his heart. He doesn't care. He has it or he doesn't have it. And he knows he has it. He might give it, he might keep it, he might whatever he wants to do at that time is okay. This is that state. That when the Shaykh puts you in seclusion, you begin to get that smell of these realities. You begin to smell it. First thing when you are cooking, you don't taste first, you smell. How is the smell of the food? Nice or not nice? That's why you put what?
Seasoning,
ingredients. In order that before you taste, because it's not cooked yet, it's still water and the stew, you put ingredients and you smell, nice smell, okay then. When it is little bit cooked, you taste. So smell comes first, taste some comes second. So they begin to smell that smell. And if they continue in their way, in their journey, not looking right or left, to what is whispering in their ears from the desire of this universe, of this world, they will begin to taste more and more open to them. So these designed letters that made up these words that has been noted by this pen was on the night of Tuesday, which it was the 26th of Rajab, 1426. This enlightenment and these lights of these realities that has governed Tamalaka.
Took hold of Tamalaka.
Say it, Hajjiha.
Took hold of
complete my thought and my brain and my mind, and then took over, not anymore able to control, and entered into my heart with Maulana Sheikh's support and with his company to come out to that pen, where that pen was able to write a new sattar, to draw, because you are not really writing, because you are not knowing what you are, you are not thinking what you want to write. So the pen was drawing designs, and these drawings and designs are letters, these letters. So that pen was designing, that we say rasamat. Designs in Arabic, rasam, design, rasamat, designs, rasama, to draw. So the pen begin to draw, and what he was drawing, that pen was drawing these letters, and these letters make these words make what we are speaking of. فهذا الذي ألقي علي ليلة الإسراء والمعراج من أنوار هذه الحقائق.
This was what was poured on me in the night of Isra and Mi'raj of realities.
من أنوار هذه الحقائق.
On the lights of these realities.
التي تملكت فكري وعقلي.
Which took hold of my thoughts and my mind.
ثم دخلت قلبي.
And then entered my heart.
لتخرج.
In order for it to come out.
إلى القلم لتسطر ما أحسست وما شاهدت بعين القلب.
To come out through the pen and drawing what I felt and what I saw with the eye of my heart.
Because you cannot write with the mind. You cannot draw with the mind. You can write. Lecturers write. They write words. They write letters. But with the heart, there is no write. There is no letters. It's whatever drawings comes. Means with every drawing, there is a design. So all these letters that made a word, every letter has a design. That awliya can understand, and that's why in Holy Quran, Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless his soul, he said, every letter of the Holy Quran has at least the lowest 12,000 oceans of knowledges. Every ocean has no beginning, has no end. How many letters in the Holy Quran? 300,000 over. How many verses there are? 6,666, some say 63. And words over 300,000 letters. So these letters, every letter, Grand Sheikh said, may Allah bless him, it's has 12 at the limit, the lowest limit, 12,000 oceans of knowledges. Every ocean has no beginning, has no end. So imagine, or think, O Allah servant, what kind of knowledge there are there for to pick up if we are on the right way and the right track. So what I felt and what I saw in the eye of the heart is by Allah's grace and mercy and thanks. And وَيَا سَيِّدِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ لَكَ الْمِنَّ وَالْعَظَمَةِ.
Oh my Messenger, Prophet, Messenger of Allah, you have, for you is the grants that you gave and the greatness.
So, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ لَكَ الْمِنَّ. You have that?
You give the grants.
Means when someone give you a grant, you become, or give you a hiba, a gift, you owe him something. You all your life, you feel that you owe him
gratitude.
So that is being granted from the Prophet. We have to be feeling that gratitude and that favor. That's why they say, "Man 'allamani harfan sirtu lahu 'abdan." Who taught me how to write a letter, I become a slave for him. Because that is minna. You remember what he did for you. You don't say, oh, he didn't do anything, I can't learn by myself. No. Even if you paid him money for learning, you have to be, this is adab, discipline of tariqah and discipline of sharia, is to keep gratitude. And that's why awliya Allah teach respect and discipline to their followers. You have for you is the gratitude and the greatness. Because you are the lovers of Allah, so the beloved one for Allah and the lover to Allah. And you are the owner of these secrets that Allah gave to you. Secrets of secrets cannot be revealed except through Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not even one wali can reach without Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيَا شَيْخِ لَكَ الْفَضْلُ لِمُرَافَقَتِي.
My Shaykh, it's your favor that you accompany.
لَكَ الْفَضْلُ. For you is the... It's a favor from you, and for you is that you have done a favor. So Allah bless you that you have accompanied me. And with you I was in that journey for these realities to descend on the heart of that poor servant that is sitting between four walls, connecting his heart through Rabita with you. May Allah guide us and keep us in the company of the owner of the time, who will be approaching, his time is approaching and coming up, Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And we are seeking and asking from the essence of this seclusion, the whole essence of this seclusion, as Maulana said, is that to ask for a king, for a king that comes supported, as we said before, at the beginning of this series, for Allah to send ibathana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah, send us a king to fight in the way of Allah, means fight with that king that Allah will send, shururun nafs, the evils of the ego, wa abalisati dunya, and the devil of this dunya. First, not fight each other, fight first the devils of your ego and the evils of your ego. Fight them. Clean yourself. So what you need? You need a king. Means every one of us, although he said, I gave initiation to my Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil al-Haqqani, Allah bless him. But you are not asking for him to appear to you as your king. In the language of the heart. When you ask for that secret open, then that power will be granted. And then you'll be able to fight the evil works of the ego and the devils of this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mercy for humanity. So, as he is a mercy for humanity, he wants mercy for everyone. And that's why Allah has given him to save the ummah in the last days, where there will be a second ignorant, another jahiliyyah. Allah is allowing and giving permission to one of the grandsons of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Muhammad al-Mahdi, to appear, not as a prophet, because the seeds of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a someone who will be carrying and inheriting from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam this power, this secret. He is a waliullah, and he is carrying that safety and security for all human beings, that you will understand it more in seclusions, that inspiration will come and open up these realities. In one of these dreams, I was there and I saw that Maulana Sheikh, may Allah bless him, is coming and he is saying to me this munajat,
intimate discourse.
Intimate discourses that you are doing daily, as I ordered you, is with more powerful than the intimate discourses together of 50 walis. He said, with that power, I'm putting you in that situation. And he said, from these tajallis, he was worried that I will pass away. He was always controlling. So, in the hadith of Prophet ﷺ, as Bukhari mentioned in the history, the tariq, they said, Ya Rasulullah, Abu Huraira is relating, they said, Ya Rasulullah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ادعو الله تعالى على المشركين. Oh Allah, ask Allah to bash the unbelievers. To bash them. Whatever bash them they wanted means take them away. What Prophet, what was his answer? This is how the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is one of the biggest arguments today in this time. Awliya Allah are putting in front. And this is an authentic hadith. فَقَالَ إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ رَحْمَةً وَلَمْ أُبْعَثُ عَذَابًا.
I was sent as mercy and as punishment.
I was sent as a mercy. I was not sent as a punishment or revenge. Or a basher. So, فَلْيَتَأَمَّلِ الْمُتَأَمِّلِ.
Let the one who is meditating, meditate and reflect.
Let that one who is meditating, meditate and reflect and observe. How was Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ra'ufun bil'ibad? As Allah described him, ra'ufun rahim. How he was caring, Ra'uf, kind with human being in their totalities, not for the Muslims, but everyone. Ra'ufun Rahim, bil mu'minina, Ra'ufun Rahim. He is Ra'uf and Rahim. It's Allah's name. Allah dressed him with these two names. Kindness and merciful. So that rahmah that Allah put in the heart of Prophet ﷺ, Prophet gave it, depending on the level of their of these awliya, gave it, inherited it to them. And that's why awliya Allah always, in the high level awliya, always, they never comes against any unbeliever. They try to get him in the haziratul, in their association, or in their area, try to bring everyone in that mercy. They don't want anyone to be left behind. They want everyone in.
Under their protection.
Under their protection. That's why these seclusions teach you and give you the reality of this kind of mercy. Prophet ﷺ guided these awliyaullah ila tariq al-huda, tariq al-rahma, to the path of guidance and mercy to tariq as-sirat al-mustaqim, the path of the straightforward path as-sirat al-mustaqim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because Allah wants us to be on the right path, He doesn't want us to be deviated. So Prophet ﷺ show us the guidance, the way of guidance, show us the way of mercy, show us the way of the right path. And He brought us to that presence where Allah says in a holy hadith, He is addressing us with His love to His servants. Allah is addressing a human being with that love. And you feel how much when you speak to your children, you speak with love to them, to tell them, don't do this, do this, don't do that, don't do this. So Allah, with His love talking to His servant through His Prophet ﷺ in that hadith, said, O the son of Adam, I created you and you are worshipping someone else. Instead of worshipping me, you are worshipping either your ego or your Satan, or Shaitan, Iblis. So what is that? What I did for you wrong? That's the meaning. I gave you life. I gave you happiness. I gave you everything in this life. I gave you that breath that comes out and comes in back. If I want to stop it, finish, you are finished. This is al-jaza. This is how you pay me back. This is how we are paying back. We are paying back by running away from Him. I remember you and you forget me. Always I remember you. Because you are my servant. أحصاهم وعدهم عدا أحصاهم. Allah knows their total number and count them one by one. Allah is saying in Holy Quran, أحصاهم came first. أحصاهم. He knows their totality means whatever He created and He's creating, He knows it without looking into it. That is something that beyond mind. You have a company, you have a company or you have a bank and you want to count how many you have in the bank, how much money you count, you have these machines count for you. They count. They don't know how much in that box. That is only to give an example. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this whole universe that you see and these heavens that you don't see, these seven heavens, what Allah has put in them, knows all of them without counting them. Ahsahum. Then He said, wa'addahum, counting them. How He knows them all and then why He counted them. He doesn't need to count them. Since He knew them all in their totality, why Allah is mentioning that went and addahum adda. Addahum adda, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And add is numbers. That's secrets in these numbers. Means He gave that authority to Prophet ﷺ, that assigned for Prophet angels that will count every detail of creation in this universe. That's why Prophet ﷺ his name is, beside Allah's name, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah is la sharika lah, no partner. He is the creator. Muhammad Rasulullah is the messenger for the whole, from beginning where there was no beginning to the end where there is no end. So Muhammad Rasulullah is continuing, not only for it end up with Judgment Day. With other creation that Allah created, Muhammadan is Rasulullah. He said, I remember you as Kuluka, that's why he said Ahsahu. When he knew, he knows their totality, he mentioned them. Wa'addahum, counted them, through angels, assigned angels to count and give that to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And with all this, I am doing favors by when angels come and touch you to count you. That is a blessing for you. And you forget that. You forget me. You forget that peaceful touch that I have touched you. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, "Yuladu insanu ala fitra." Human being is born on innocence. So his parents made him whatever he is. But what Allah made him is on innocence. He touched that heavenly touch he gave to him. To him or to her. Or to this universe, creation, whatever there. You forget me. I call you to my presence. Come. That is for you. Come. Ad'uni astajib lakum. Calls me, pray for me, I will answer you. Come to me. No, you run away. Fatan for me. You run away from me. Why are you running away? For what? I'm giving you heavenly paradises. What shaitan is giving you? Is my enemy. I created him to be after you, to check you. Are you going to be running to me or to him? And he's doing his job. Shaitan is doing his job. And his job is what? To take everyone away from Allah's presence. This is a great oppression. Allah is saying, إِنَّ هَذَا لَظُلْمُ الْعَظِيمُ. You are oppressor. You hate me. I love you. You stab me. I love you. Not stab physically. Stab my words to you. My orders to you. I come to you, you run away from me. So what you want then more than that oppression that you are showing to me? And you are oppressor to yourself. I created you for worshipping me. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I created jinn and ins only to worship. Nothing else. Eat, drink and worship. So don't worry about your rizq. When your thinking and your thought and your heart is to worship me, I send your rizq to you. وَتَكَفَّلْتُ بِرِزْقِكَ فَلَا تَتْعَبْ. I guarantee your rizq, don't be tired. Don't run quickly after dunya. No, it will come to you. Whatever written, it's coming to you. That's why when awliya Allah reach a certain level, they stop from dunya. Allah send them. They don't need to work. They are working to build up, to fight their egos, and they are building and working to bring these people, these people who are running here and there, bring back under that mercy of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fatlubni tajibni. Seek me, you find me. Seek Allah, you find me. You find me, you find everything. You don't need anything else. It's finished. But if you didn't find me, because you did not seek me, فَإِنْ فِتُّكَ فَاتَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ.
Lose me or can you sleep?
if you miss me or you lose me or you didn't seek me, you are losing everything. It's a border between me and you. وأنا أنفع لك من كل شيء. I am more beneficial to you than anything else. So don't look anywhere else. ربنا هو ملاذنا. Our Lord is our refuge. وبابه. This is not hadith. Hadith is finished. ربنا هو ملاذنا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, is our refuge. وبابه هو نبينا. And his door is our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والطريق إليه هو شيخنا. And the way to him is our guide. فلنتأدب مع المشايخ. Let's have good manners with the أولياء الله. ولنتعلم من علمهم. And let us learn from their knowledges. ولنأخذ من دروسهم العبر. And take from their lessons examples. ولا نكن متعندين بإراداتنا وبآرائنا. And not to be stubborn with our ra'i, opinions and our wills. Submit, surrender. Don't use your mind in the presence of your shaykh. If you want to use your mind, run away from that presence. Be away. Finish, come and say, oh sorry, I repent. Solve the problem. Or else, they will try to crush you. Crash course. Not crash course. They say crash course today. You mean quick course. Or crash, to crush you. Crush you. Crush them. Crush their ego. Throw away their opinions. They say to you, even if it is correct, throw it away. Make your, the sheikh make himself ignorant. Why are you speaking? Don't interfere. Don't do this. Don't do that. Throwing away what you think is correct. Although it is, it might be correct, but they try to crush it. Because they are for akhirah, not for you. They want you to make sure to suffer. When you suffer, you be raised up. And take away your will. They take away your will. You have to surrender. May Allah forgive us. And may Allah give our Shaykh long life.
Amen.
Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-fatiha.